This Father's Day, celebrate the one who's always been your rock with the gift of comfort from Minky Couture. Whether he's relaxing after a long day, watching the game, or sneaking in that well-earned nap, nothing says thank you like the luxury of a Minky blanket. Soft, stylish, strong, just like Dad. Visit MinkyCouture.com or stop by a store near you and give Dad the comfort he truly deserves. Minky Couture, because even heroes need to rest.
I had been homeless for 2 years when I found the Shady Acre apartment complex. Before that, I had been sleeping under roadways and behind dumpsters, which were some of the lowest points in my life. Having found the mostly completed apartments being abandoned before they were officially completed was like hitting the jackpot for someone like me. Tucked away in a cleared lot nestled against the woods on the slower part of town, the Shady Acres were a complex for newer families and lower-income individuals, but somehow it found itself never being fully completed. The walls were not painted, and the flooring were not installed, but aside from the minor features, the place was practically livable. Of course, the electric wasn't working, along with the water and plumbing, but as the saying goes, beggars can't be choosers. I peeked my head inside as I entered the first floor. Tools, materials, and odds and ends still laid strewn about as if someone was going to come back to finish the job, or at least clean up their mess, but it appeared that no one ever did. I grabbed a sizable pipe laying on the ground just in case. Homeless people, if startled, can and will turn violent very quickly. I did a brief inspection of the main floor, peeking my head inside of ways to confirm that I was alone in a substantially sized building, but sure enough, I didn't find anyone else here. As I inspected the main floor, I found a stairway. A metal door once stood in the way, but now laid on the ground. It was clear that someone damaged it from some type of tool in order to keep it open. I went to the stairway and looked inside. The natural light provided by the sun, aided by the many open windows, could only spill over so much. Inside was a set of stairs going, but both upwards and down below. I didn't have a flashlight, but what little natural sun entered the stairway was just enough to give me the courage to explore upwards, giving off just enough light to give me the courage to see the second floor. I went up the metal stairs quietly as to not alarm anyone else to my presence here. The second floor was nearly identical to the first. I walked down the halls, gripping the pipe, ready to defend myself from an unknown attacker. Again, much like the first floor, I didn't see anyone. However, I did find troubling signs of people having lived here at one point. I saw an old mattress littered with trash and old cigarettes, clothing tossed in a pile in the corner of the room. Several dark stains covered the floor, and one splattered on the wall next to the head of the mattress. My heart sank. It was more than likely something sinister had been committed here. I was going to turn and leave, but alongside the disheartening evidence of someone being here, I found a flashlight and an old pistol. I took both and checked the gun to see 3 bullets remaining in the cylinders. I was going to leave, but seeing now that I had a gun and a flashlight, this changes things. The flashlight worked perfectly, emitting a strong blue LED light on the stained wall where I clicked it on. I kept the pipe still with me as a backup, but the pistol was now gripped firmly in my right hand. The second floor had bits and pieces of trash here and there, but nothing as concerning as what was in that one room. I entered the stairwell with my flashlight guiding me. Unlike the first two floors, the third floor had an actual door standing at the entrance. Lucky for me, the handle turned slowly and granted me access. A quick inspection of the door revealed a marvelous find. This door could be locked from the inside. If this floor was clear, this would be a magnificent setup. I could lock the door and prevent any vagrants, much like myself, coming up here and killing me in my sleep. All I would have to do is verify that the floor was clear and I would be all set. The third floor had varied greatly from the first two. No bits of drywall on the floor or discarded nails laying haphazardly. There was still no electricity, but nothing my new flashlight couldn't handle. The floor was unfinished, but oddly clean, as if it was getting prepped for carpet or new flooring before this place shut down. I cleared each room slowly, making sure to check every closet and cupboard before finally letting my guard down. I went back to the stairway and locked the door to prevent anyone else from coming up. I picked a room facing the parking lot, that way I could look out and see if anyone was coming. I spent the rest of the day in my newfound home. The flashlight and gun were an amazing find, but that unsettling sight of the blood-stained floor and walls was something that still concerned me. Maybe it was something else. Perhaps somebody spilled something and it just looked bad, I thought to myself, trying not to freak myself out so much. The thought also crept into my mind about how I yet to inspected the basement and what horrors lurked down there. For being homeless, I was fairly paranoid. I made a game plan for myself for tomorrow that I would go out and find cheap furniture and food to fill my bare-bone apartment. It would take several trips, but well worth the effort. Nighttime and boredom eventually found me. I sat in the corner of the room trying to get comfortable and let sleep carry me into tomorrow, but it was difficult. Sure enough, I managed to fall asleep, but staying asleep was another story. I woke up in the middle of the night. I didn't have anything to check the time with, but it was several hours before the sun would be rising.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
I got up feeling the urge to go to the bathroom. This complex didn't have running water, so I would have to go outside to relieve myself. I grabbed the gun and flashlight and walked over to the stairwell and unlocked the door. I went down the two flights of stairs and walked out back to go to the bathroom. The back of the complex was as neglected as the complex itself. Tall weeds filled the field that stretched out to the dark trees. Moonlight was scarce, and a cool chill breezed me over as I went to the bathroom. I glanced at the complex as I did my business. Anxiety had yet to find me as I was still sleepy. I could hear cars off in the distance from the nearby highway, but no animal life could be heard. It was probably too cold for them, I thought as I pulled my pants up and made my way inside. I entered the hallway shell of the first floor. Stealth was not my main concern, seeing as that sleep was my only goal. I entered the stairway, ready to ascend back up to my room of safety when I stopped. For the briefest of moments, I could have sworn I heard what sounded like mumbling down below. My flashlight was on, but I didn't dare shine it down into the basement. In fact, a moment's curiosity washed over me as I turned my light off and listened in the stairway. I gripped the gun as I stepped over to the stairs that led downwards. My suspicions were confirmed as I felt my way down a step or two to hear more clearly the rambling of someone down there. I paused for a moment, unsure of what to do. Whoever was down there sounded as if they were speaking, and no one else was responding. Perhaps a mentally ill person took shelter down there. I walked back up the stairs silently as the soft mumblings of whoever was down there slowly faded beneath the stairs. I was fairly fit and mentally strong, so having an interaction with someone would be more likely in my favor. I made it to the third floor, and the sound was no longer existent. It was clear that the distance between us had enough cushion to drown out the sounds from either of us, which was relieving. I made sure to lock the door to the stairway before heading back to my room. Although the realization that I wasn't alone in this building was brief and honestly quite harmless, it made finding sleep all that more difficult. I don't know if I slept much that night, but I woke up feeling very tired. I got up and glanced out the window to see the complex parking lot empty and the sun beaming over the distant trees. I unlocked the stairway door and went down the stairs and outside. I spent the day in town getting things ready for my new place. The local thrift store had a cheap air mattress which I had purchased, but it didn't come with the pump. I loaded up on other essentials like huge gallon-sized jugs of water and food that was easy to make or didn't require power. After making a trip or two back to the empty complex, my room was decent enough for me not to have to worry about it for a week or so. The only thing I wasn't able to work out was the bathroom situation, which would require me to go down the sets of stairs and out back facing the woods. I was going to go into the basement later that day, but got caught up by doing other things, and by the time that I was available, the sun had set. This wouldn't affect the actual lighting of the basement, obviously, but I didn't want to face whatever was down there and come up to a pitch black night. Besides, whoever was down there didn't seem aware of me or my setup, and that was enough comfort for me to leave that problem for another day. I made sure to use the bathroom around back before going up to my room. I didn't want to have to make the hike in the middle of the night again. While I was using the restroom, I peered out into the woods several hundred yards away. I wasn't sure how long I would be able to keep up the abandoned apartment situation, so I briefly considered checking out the woods as a backup if I was to be found. Again, that would be another task that I would have to save for daylight. The woods seemed just as terrifying as the dark basement below. I went back inside, flashlight in hand. As I approached the stairwell, I noticed that on the ground, dark streaks of a mysterious liquid leading to the stairs. The stains mixed with the unfinished flooring looked ominous. It was hard to tell what exactly it was, but didn't like what I was seeing. I turned my flashlight off as I entered the stairwell, as to not alert who was below. I made sure to be quiet, but my pace was quicker than it probably should have been. I opened the third floor door and locked it behind me. I did a quick inspection of the third floor as a safety precaution, but everything looked how I had left it. I was tired from all the walking. Mainly having to carry all of my stuff around and setting up the room took all my energy. I laid on my air mattress and closed my eyes, trying not to think about anything as sleep began to grab a hold of my consciousness, when a faint noise jarred me awake. It was subtle, but my mind being on high alert was able to detect movement down below. Normally, I would have heard whatever was down beneath rummaging around, but since the complex didn't have windows to insulate the noise, I could clearly hear the sound of someone walking around. The shuffling wasn't terribly loud, but whatever it was clearly working its way up the complex. What concerned me wasn't the noise itself, but rather how things sounded. There was a hint of stealth in the movements, like whoever it was didn't want to be detected. I followed the sounds beneath me as I laid in the darkness. I lost track of where they had went when they were near the stairwell. I sat up on my mattress and looked in the direction of the stairwell. Did I lock the door to the stairs? I thought. I'd been so busy that day that it was likely that I had forgotten.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Gotten. I got up slowly, doing my best to keep my sound low. In my hurry, I only brought my flashlight to guide me through the dark halls. I quickly made it to the stairwell door and tugged on the handle. I had remembered. I breathed a sigh of relief and turned my light off. I sat by the door, my nerves slowly getting worked up. I needed to stop overthinking, I whispered as I sat in silence after spending 15 minutes trying to locate the sound beneath me. I was ready to get up and head back to my bed when a jostling of the door handle startled me. Someone was outside the door. A brief rustling of the handle shocked my anxiety as I sat in darkness. I could hear someone talking to themselves, but the handle had stopped shaking. Whoever was on the other side had stopped their attempt to gain entry, but still stood outside the door. I stared at the door, petrified of what would happen if the door lock no longer held. Would it just be another person like me, seeking refuge and wanting to spend the night with a roof over their head, or was this something else? The person on the other side of the door left the door almost immediately, but still stayed within the complex. Fear gripped me at that point, not allowing me to move. It was clear that this building had another uninvited guest, but that wouldn't last. As I was debating on how to proceed, I heard another sound, but this one didn't come from the other side of the door, but beneath me. The piercing sound of a shriek filled the complex. Whoever had the misfortune of finding themselves on the lower levels began to shuffle around. They tried to get to the first floor, but I could hear a struggle, then more screaming coming from the stairwell. The sound of commotion erupted. Screams of pain and terror echoed up the stairwell, but not for long. The screams quickly died, and the sound of something being dragged slowly faded down into the basement below. I couldn't be sure, but it sounded as if I had heard a murder take place. I sat by the stairwell all night, my eyes wide. I couldn't bring myself to calm down enough to enjoy the luxury of sleep. When the sun finally rose, I found the courage to go get up and head to my room. I didn't go outside that day, despite having the urgent need of using the bathroom. I ended up using an empty room and designated that as my bathroom area until I figured out how to get out of this place. I had enough food and water to last me a couple of days, so I had time to figure out what I wanted to do. During the day, sleep eventually overcame me, and I drifted to a realm of peace, but that wouldn't last. I woke up later in the day. The sun was completely smothered behind rain clouds and loud rumblings of thunder rolled in the distance. I could hear a few droplets hit the floor and windowsill, a prelude of what was to come. The complex was much darker now. My flashlight was needed just for about everything. The day was only going to get darker, so I had to decide. Stay another night and hope that I could evade notice for 10 or so more hours, or sneak my way out of here. I grabbed the pistol and decided to try my luck. I packed up as much stuff as I could carry in one take and headed for the stairs. I made my way over to the door and unlocked it, my light beaming into the thick darkness below. I made sure to check that the coast was clear before leaving my sanctuary. I slowly descended the stairs, doing my best to navigate the metal stairs while also keeping my noise down. I slowly completed the first flight of steps and nothing seemed out of place. On the second floor, my fears had been confirmed. I could see drag marks leading to the stairs with stains accompanying it. I wanted to check the second floor, but my nerves wouldn't allow it. The drag marks continued down the steps, leaving thick stains of blood and bits and pieces of guts. This wasn't just a killing. This was a mutilation. Whoever had done this was disturbed, and this was the last person I wanted to encounter in this dark stairway. I needed to leave. The rain had really begun to come down now. I would get soaked the second I had stepped foot outside, but I had to do it. I was frustrated by those new developments since I wouldn't be able to hear as well if something was heading towards my direction. I worked my way down to the first floor, but only halfway down, my light reaching something at the bottom of the stairs that stopped me cold in my tracks. Standing in the corner of the stairwell next to the exit stood an absolute horrid creature, stood hunched facing the corner. My light only caught the lower half of the figure before I turned off my light, but it was enough for me to piece it together. The brief moment of horror revealed something blocking my exit. Had it not been standing, I would have thought that it was a rotting corpse. Flesh peeled from what limbs I could see, and bone appeared to jet out of the lower spine. I didn't get to see the rest of it, and I'm kinda glad I didn't. I held my breath as my heart began to race. I was immersed in darkness with whatever this thing was that was a dozen or so feet away from me. Rain and thunder continued outside now, thankfully concealing my sound. I couldn't see anything, but what little I could hear, it didn't sound like it had moved. I stood petrified on the stairs, knowing fully well I wasn't going to make it out of here.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
This way, at least not in one piece. In moments like this, you really don't think clearly. You could only think of survival and nothing else. I had never seen anything like this before. I wasn't sure what kind of gun I had, or if it would even affect this creature in any meaningful way, but I wasn't going to test it. I began to back up the stairs awkwardly. My hands were full, and my heavy pack made the unnatural backpedaling even more difficult. I went for another step back when my shoe didn't clear the step and I fell backwards. Out of reaction, I dropped my gun and flashlight to brace myself, reaching out for non-existent handle rails to catch my fall. The thud of the heavy flashlight on the metal stairs clamored loudly as it fell down the stairs, echoing in the stairwell. I gasped. A shock of anxiety and dread flooded my system. Without a doubt, I had gained the attention of whatever lurked just beneath me. I dropped my backpack to lighten my load and felt around for the gun. Shrieks filled the complex. As an odd twist of event, it would appear that I had startled whatever was down there. I could hear shuffling beneath me, its attention focused briefly on the flashlight that came to a stop, buying me precious time to find my only weapon to defend myself. I felt around, my hands patting the ground, feeling the still wet stains of the drag marks from earlier. I was so focused on finding the gun, I hadn't noticed that the creature was no longer interested in the flashlight and had begun ascending the stairs. Finally, I felt something solid and gripped it tightly. It took me a few moments to orient myself with the weapon, but before I could, I was tackled on the ground. Immediately, I felt sharp pains in my sides as I was now being attacked. I could feel claws begin to slash on my outer coat and heavy pressure on my chest. I pressed the barrel in the direction where I heard shrieking and felt something solid. I pulled the trigger 3 times and my hand knocked back from the power. The gun burst briefly illuminated the area, and flashes of images haunted my vision. I could briefly see in those very few moments what appeared to be a decomposing demon. It was so quick, and I was in so much pain that I wasn't able to process everything right then. The pressure relieved off my chest as I seemed to have injured my attacker. However, I still heard movements squirming around on the ground and loud, horrifying screams. I left the gun in my backpack with stuff and ran past the sounds of shuffling. I went to the stairs and went as quickly as I could without falling in the dark. The pain in my side seemed to disappear as adrenaline began to pump into my system. I made it to the first floor and kicked the flashlight that I had dropped earlier. I picked it up and turned it on and ran out of there. I left the complex with whatever that was still screaming inside. The warm rain slowly drenched me the further I jogged away. The screams never did stop, just muffled the further I went out into the dark, rainy night. As I got a good distance away, a part of me considered looking back to see if my demonic attacker was pursuing me, but not looking back would be a risk I was willing to take.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only. Safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.